Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like...
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his lonesome
life's the Sandman.
Over, Sandman.
Good morning and welcome to Protect Your Assets. People around here, you hear the jingle, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help people sleep well at night by answering their most troubled tax, legal, or financial questions each week. That's because I run a tax, financial, and legal practice. Now, let's get started. So I'm sitting here this morning with my guest, Leah Kimball Price. She's the executive director at BAYWAR.
Mm-hmm.
Bay Area Women Against Rape Organization here in Oakland, California. Good morning.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming in today. So tell us about BAYWAR's mission.
Yeah, absolutely. So BAYWAR was founded in 1971 by a group of community members, and the goal was to bring awareness and advocacy to the plight of people impacted by sexual violence. It's 1971, so the name makes sense, right? We actually serve all genders, but we were founded within the women's movement and the civil rights movement. So, yeah, the focus is obviously, you know, crisis response and that kind of thing, and sure, bedside advocacy, but also just expanding people's hearts and minds around how gendered violence impacts all of us. So there's some education components.
Okay.
And we also love being able to support loved ones because oftentimes people don't know what to say.
Sure.
Or they have their own reactions and
right,
they want to be supportive. So that's where our hotline is really helpful. It's double blind, anonymous, confidential. We don't record. And so people can just call and talk about whatever they want to talk about.
And is that what you would recommend if someone's feeling... You know, walk me through maybe a situation like
that
people might think, well, maybe there's no resource for me.
Absolutely. So we do get a lot of like partners of folks who've experienced violence and they are kind of going to maybe like a place of vengeance, or we want to go to the court, or we want to call the police.
Sure.
And the survivor may not even identify as a survivor. They're
right,
just like, something happened to me.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, I'm not ready for any of that. I just want to cry in my bed or go see my doctor or whatever. And so we can be there to kind of walk a loved one through what that person is going through without kind of imposing on that survivor. So we can give education, we can give resources, and then also tell people, sometimes people do want to know, how do I report to law enforcement? We can walk them through that process and what would happen. So it's informational and
educational support.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And does it usually start with a phone call? Is there texting, emails? Like, how do people communicate?
We get a lot of email these days, especially after lockdown. But usually it's our hotline. So people call just to talk, or they do want us to follow up. So our hotline is staffed by our amazing volunteers. We
yep,
train volunteers. They go through our hotline counselor training. And then they volunteer usually about 3 to 4 hours a week. They take a shift. So they will give them general information. And then sometimes they'll say, oh, I want someone to come out and see me, or I want to go to your center. And then they do the follow up and then they reach out to our staff.
What is your hotline?
Yeah. It is 510-800-4247, which is 510 for, obviously, we're Alameda County based,
right,
800 because it's free.
Uh-huh.
And then 4247. Easy to remember.
Okay. All yeah, right. And you have an anniversary song coming up, right?
We do. This is our anniversary month.
Uh-huh.
So it's, as you can imagine, 52 years. It's not super
right,
clear exactly what
yeah,
day
yeah,
is our anniversary.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure.
But it is in the month of October uh-huh, is when we incorporated, and we're celebrating 52 years.
That's impressive. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats. Yeah.
Tell us about your founders. Like, it's a pretty kind of interesting story. So
Lee K. Abrams and Julie and Susie as well. But Julie and Lee kind of started together. So Olita Adams, she went by Lee. She was fostering. She was a foster mom, and she was working with some young folks. And there was an assault at Berkeley High, and no one kind of intervened. I don't think the young person even told anybody right away. They went to the doctor. It's kind of a story tale that people can Google. But the teen was not treated well at the hospital. And it was very clear there just weren't services. There was no education for the medical providers, law enforcement didn't take it seriously. And in 1971, you still had to, as a woman, get like your husband's signature to get a bank account. So, you know, like it's a sign of the times. It's not like they were doing things that were out of step with society, but really kind of fired up these women to say, why is this not here? And so as volunteers, they got together and they started the first 24-hour crisis hotline. This is contentious territory, so I'll say D.C. Rape Crisis Center had the first center in 1972, and Peace Over Violence over in L.A., they were the first org to put together domestic violence and sexual assault. So they're the first dual org, and they were also founded in 1971. So, yeah, it came out of just like community members wanting to organize and being in line with the, alignment with the women's movement. It just was great timing for everybody to start organizing around these issues.
Gotcha. Okay. How long have you been with BayWAR, and tell me about your role there?
Yeah, so I came to the org at the height of the lockdown. I came in July of 2020, and I was invited in by our former executive director who was stepping away from the org for another opportunity. And so, yeah, it's been 3 years now, and I have definitely have a reputation in the field as being a change agent and someone who likes chaos and confusion. And so when the board was like, hey, bring this org through to through a pandemic and into the, its next chapter, because we couldn't celebrate our 50th anniversary. It was, you know, we couldn't even find So it has been tumultuous and fun and exciting and all those things.
What's one of the biggest changes you've seen since you've been on staff that you're proud about?
Yeah, I think we were kind of one of the first orgs in the area to start working on Zoom and to start really offering virtual support groups and going digital with our services. And so, you know, I'm a late stage millennial. This is my area of interest, And so, yeah, just kind of digitizing our work and just being available in that virtual space is something I'm really proud of.
Is that something you actively do weekly with the virtual?
Yeah. So we offer virtual support groups, usually about 6 weeks long. And they vary in topic based on kind of what we're seeing. So sometimes we do campus issues, or we do things related to loved ones, like I said, or just general. A lot of times people just don't understand what's happening in their bodies and their minds when they've experienced trauma. So sometimes we just do what is PTSD? You know, what is happening to me? Why is it hard to focus? Why am I having trouble like getting things done? Why can't I just balance my checkbook? That kind of stuff. So a lot of it is psychoeducation, and then also getting people ready to go into therapy, or maybe they're going to participate in a trial and we go to court with them and support them there as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
How does BayWAR connect with the community or different communities, particularly in the Bay Area, with some of the things that, that you have on your agenda? How do you reach out, and what does that look like?
Yeah, it's something I'm really excited about, because we've been able to get back into it as we've gone to this like next stage of the pandemic. So a lot of times we get a lot of requests to train or to present or to sit on panels or to provide education. So everything that we do is free to the public. So we're federally funded, and we also fundraise, obviously. And so anything that anyone's asking, they can get for free with us. And so a lot of the middle schools and high schools ask for us to come in and train, or civic organizations want to just get some like gender-based violence 101, you know, very kind of benign, non-dramatic stuff about like consent and healthy relationships and things that we specialize in and are happy to talk about. So I really love our prevention work and our education work. And so that's the request we get all the time. Email, we get those by phone, word of mouth.
So are businesses having
you guys come in and talk to? Yeah, a lot, and especially in businesses that are like smaller nonprofits, or they don't have like a huge HR department.
Right.
And so, you know, it's dicey territory.
Sure.
And so we can come in and just do staff training in a very kind of accessible, plain language kind of way.
Yeah.
And folks really love that.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's something that's new and exciting to you in your field that you feel is challenging, but also you could start to see some positive things happening?
Yeah, I think I'm really excited about the move towards what we call survivor-defined justice.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah. So it's kind of like because of the history of being able to go to court with people and helping them report to law enforcement, people think that's kind of the end of it. And what we find with all kinds of harm in relationships is a lot of times the repair has nothing to do with an outside force. It's like, I want to feel safe at Thanksgiving with Uncle So-and-so, or I want to tell my mom she should have believed me, or something very kind of relational. And so for us, when we work with people, it really starts with, what do you define as justice? And let's meet that goal. We'll also help with the more, you know, traditional things that people come to us for. But I think really pushing that forward as part of our mission, vision, and values is something I'm really proud of, because I think it shifts the conversation from rescuing someone or saving them from their circumstances to really affirming and moving forward with what they want to do.
I see.
And a big part of our work is also something so simple, but start by believing. You know, people feel like they need to investigate and take a side, and you could just believe people.
Sure.
You know,
right.
You start there.
Yeah.
It does, you know, it's no skin off your back to say, I believe you.
Right.
And sometimes people don't even realize how simple it is to help someone. So we really like to push that, idea out there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, The Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as The Sandman. And you are listening this morning to Protect Your Assets. So I'm sitting here this morning with my guest, Leah Kimball Price. She's the executive director at Baywar.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned earlier that a big part of your annual budget comes from donations.
Yeah.
How do people support Baywar?
Yeah, I think that's something that has also shifted, where we really got a lot of our support from people writing checks, which definitely helps us, and people wanting to volunteer. But volunteerism has also changed over the last couple of years, and people's free time.
Sure.
And folks have relocated. The Bay Area is a very different place than it was 5 years ago. And so we also love when people can support with their expertise or connecting us with folks who are have an expertise or a skill to share. So in-kind donation of skill or training is also really welcome. And then we have our traditional ways. We definitely please continue to write checks. We do love that part. But we also have like online. We have a PayPal donation link on our website. And then we just started doing stock donation 2 years ago. So we work with a stock liquidator.
Uh-huh.
And that's been really cool.
Uh-huh.
A donor brought that to us. And
that's
was
great.
Like, hey, would you
sure.
you want stock? I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And so we got connected with a great vendor. And so that's also on our website.
Good.
So I feel like those are ways that and even volunteering admin time, a lot of people are survivors and want to support, but don't necessarily want to hear about gender-based violence all day, or that's, you know, not within their comfort zone. But administrative support is also really helpful, like coming in, helping us in the office, or helping us stuff envelopes, all kinds of things. So it doesn't always have to be like at the pinpoint of trauma and tragedy. It can also be in that prevention place.
Do you have a on your website or anywhere where there's job descriptions of what you're looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. So on our website, which is baywar.org,
okay.
baywar.org, it's right on the front page at the top. There's a place for joining us and things. We're also looking for board members. And there's also a place for giving. So there's lots of ways that people can engage with us. And you can also sign up for mailing lists, you know, all that fun stuff.
So coming from a law background, which I do, you know, when I hear the word rape, it's a tough word.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, someone goes through something like that. First and foremost, like you said, I mean, maybe they're feeling all sorts of different emotions and thoughts and so forth. And so if they were trying just to reach out, right, the phone could be a way they could do it. You mentioned emails.
Mm-hmm.
What should they expect once they've reached out?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have a mandate to respond to folks immediately, usually within 1 to 2 hours in terms of an email or a phone call. And then we follow up multiple times as part of our service standards as a formal rape crisis center, as well as just general sexual assault support.
Yeah.
So we usually do a call. We also ask in our little intake, we'll ask, is it okay to leave a message? Is it okay to say that we're from Baywar? Do you have a code word you'd like us to use? Sometimes, oh, this is your friend. Did you want to return those shoes?
Sure.
You know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Shared mailboxes, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Where people don't have control over their devices.
Right.
Or privacy. So there's a lot of ways that we can support, and we kind of just look at where that guidance is from the from the person reaching out. And they can reach out, you know, 4 weeks from then, a month from then, 6 months. We're never going to say, oh, that's the end of that. The other unique thing about our work is that we, because of our training and how we're trained with the court, we actually have privileged communication. So we're not mandated reporters, except for some special circumstances. And so we really are having confidential protected communication that holds up in court. And so in addition to the hotline being double blind and confidential, which helps on that side, even in person, we don't take notes. We don't keep records in the ways that people might expect. A survivor holds privilege in court. So that's something a lot of people don't know.
So explain that. I mean, I know what that means. You know what it means. What is for the listener? What does that mean?
Yeah. So when you hold privilege, it's on the layman side, it's kind of who holds the story, right? Who can tell, who can be the storyteller? And so if someone is compelled to court to show they're filing in court and they're the plaintiff, they get to decide who shares. Exactly. Yeah. And so if we just hear out of the blue, someone's like, hey, do you want to talk about Larry's case? You know, we're going to ask Larry, hey, Larry, do you want us to talk about that?
Right.
And even so, with our standards, we don't say very much. We would probably just say that person was here.
Sure.
They said they were. We agree, you know, but we really don't go into detail. And so that's kind of a unique thing about sexual assault advocates. The same is true for domestic violence advocates and human trafficking advocates as well. And so it is kind of a unique component to our work that people maybe don't realize. So we definitely work with law enforcement and want to support anything that a survivor is asking for, but we don't go out of our way.
Human trafficking falls into your domain.
Yeah. So we consider labor definitely, but commercial sexual exploitation, which is huge in the Bay Area. Unfortunately, Oakland is a hub for many, many, many reasons, as well as Las Vegas and Los Angeles. So we're kind of in this triangle. So, we definitely support with young people who are being impacted and being recruited off the streets and the things that we see in the news. But we also support with adults. We are also pro-sex work, which is unusual for an org like us. So we support sex workers who are survivors, and we're clear of the difference between the two and wanting to really support those communities as well. Because I feel like the more marginalized you are, the more in danger you are of being targeted for violence.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Is there any other areas that maybe people don't know that would fall in your domain that you see either picked up or is just out there that sometimes... Again, people just don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think the name would indicate that we support women and that we are women.
Yeah.
We're also gender expansive and support all genders. And you know, in our work, trans folks and non-binary folks are the highest risk for violence. And so we definitely want to make sure they know our doors are open. And we're happy to support and provide gender-affirming care just like anybody else. So I think that's important.
Especially lately, right? I mean, it seems like it's become more noise in the last 6 to 8 months for sure.
Definitely.
In terms of just the media play on it. On the
and
issue.
Folks being targeted and people who maybe don't have necessarily in their mind a stake in the game kind of taking sides in a way that is harmful to folks. So, we definitely want to put out that idea that when you reject someone or other them, it kind of puts a target on their lives for more violence and more harm. It's not just an opinion. It actually has consequences outside of that. And, you know, we all hold privilege and it's not going to be at the top of our minds all the time, but it is true. And so we want to make sure that that is really out there that, again, start by believing, sure, but also you could just accept folks.
Right.
Or say nothing, which is also an option.
Yeah. Do you have parents coming to you with children going through this and they're wondering how to deal or cope or handle this issue that's coming up in their life?
Absolutely. So we actually have a program called ABOVE, which is Achieving Balance to Overcome Violent Environments. People know I love an acronym. And so the ABOVE program supports commercially sexually exploited youth, but we also run parenting programs and do resourcing for parents, even after their youth maybe is back at home or is going through treatment or care, or maybe they're out of state being supported. We really know that, you know, that void, it's not a parent's fault. You know, they're not always aware or involved, but they do need resources.
Sure.
It's a very unique lived experience. And so it's not going to be the same maybe as other parenting programs. So we definitely want to support with those resources.
Great.
The ABOVE program.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Leo, what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah. So our hotline is 510-800-4247. And we're available 24 hours a day. It's bilingual. It's confidential. And that's also the way to reach out if you want us to come in.
No, bilingual. Let's ask that. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Spanish and English?
Or that's right. Talking... There are many linguals out there. Yes. It's a Spanish-English hotline. Okay. And we have volunteers who support on both lines separately. Good. Yes. Okay. Thank you for asking.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. Especially in the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We are multilingual, but not on the hotline.
Okay.
You know, we're just Spanish-English on the hotline.
And again, that number is?
510-800-4247 for Bay War.
Leah, thank you so much for coming. It's really been educational, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
My pleasure.
You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening this morning to Protect Your Assets. So for all our listeners out there, you know, again, thank you for tuning in to Protect Your Assets. I'm really happy today to have Jason Vondebrand with me. Jason is a great guy. He's done some incredible things as a founder, CEO of some different companies. What he's doing now is something called Well Ahead, which from my perspective, I've never even heard of anything like this. So when we sat down and had lunch a couple months ago, just talking about the idea, I was incredibly excited just to hear about what this is all about. Jason's no newcomer to being an entrepreneur and starting businesses. He was involved in something called Lenda, which is a direct to consumer mortgage fintech that fueled the digitalization of the $2 trillion mortgage origination market. That was acquired by, is it called Relay? Is that what it is? Relay?
Really.
Okay, which is a real estate brokerage who pioneered buying products such as Cash Offer and Buy Before You Sell, right? That sounds kind of interesting.
Yep.
And I know you've been involved in raising capital and you're very familiar with everything relating to startups and entrepreneurism, and you're a fellow Marin County resident. So, you know, always happy to know the mountain biker friends of mine. So good to see you again.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks, David.
Yeah. So Jason, let's talk a little bit about, you know, how you got this idea to create this idea of Well Ahead and what it really stands for. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. I mean, it was really, Well Ahead was born out of my own personal experience.
Okay.
So while running my last company, Lenda, that you mentioned, from 2010 to 2018, I had to manage what became end-of-life care for my late grandmother and my late father.
Mm-hmm.
And what that really means is I had to figure out things like how to get them in-home care and to and from the doctor for hospital visits and how to get bedside care for 16 hours a day for 5 months and so on and so forth. And then, you know, very importantly, how to pay for all of that.
Yeah.
And so...
Not cheap.
No, not at all. And for my grandmother, we ended up shopping and comparing what market existed back then and ended up getting a reverse mortgage for her.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't really know. I didn't know other options because one, they didn't exist back then, or two, they're just really hard to find. And so, you know, with Well Ahead, we realized there's no place to go and get this information and compare your options when you're navigating this, like millions and millions of Americans are doing each and every day throughout the country.
Yeah. So talk to me about how your company is different than other companies out there who are maybe one focused on, say, reverse mortgage. How explain to me that the idea of your company and how in your mind it stands out and how a consumer might approach that or think about it.
Yeah, I mean, we're not a lender. We're not an investor. Well Ahead is an unbiased marketplace for families to quickly get the funds that they need to pay for care.
Mm-hmm.
We help protect them from financial predators by vetting all financial providers that are on our marketplace, and it's free. It's free for families nationwide. So every single state in the country can benefit from this. And it's really long been overdue. I mean, some stats for you. I know you like numbers. Half of Americans are going to run out of money in their lifetime. We're living longer than we thought we ever were. And so that's number one. Number two, you just mentioned it's expensive. Cost of care is expensive. In fact, on average, it's $7,500 per month.
Yeah.
And it's set to double in the next 10 years. So by 2030, it's meant to be closer to $15,000. And then third, when you look at Americans holistically, 70% of the net worth of Americans is tied up in home equity, which historically has been the most illiquid asset that we all have. So, you know, we started out specifically based on my personal experience and those type of statistics to help families get this liquidity for home care and ultimately helping them compare and contrast which option is actually best for them so they can get the funds. Because when you think about this, most people, when they want to get funds for their house, they really think to two options. It's, well, I'm going to sell the home, or I'm going to get a reverse mortgage.
Or I'm going to rent it. I've seen rentals too.
True. And that's, you know, very specifically, that's not for everyone either. And it turns out there's a lot of stuff in between that exists today.
Yeah. Like what? I mean, why don't we walk through sort of the menu of services that you review and then offer to people to get access to the equity in their real estate without selling it?
Yeah. So in that use case where you want to stay at home, there are other financial products out there. You have a home equity line of credit, which a lot of people do know about, but you need to qualify for it. It is credit-based. There is a home equity investment. There's a sale leaseback, and all of those compete with this reverse mortgage. And so philosophically for us, we don't believe that there is a one-size-fits-all financial product. Much like my late father used to say, no pill, single pill that cures all your ills. He worked in medicine. So, you know, our job is simple though. Like at Wellahead, we just need to, number one, vet and present multiple financial products to meet the needs of the family. And then two, and this is again, based on my personal experience, we need to lift the load during this really overwhelming time. I mean, here you are navigating care for your loved ones and then trying to figure out how to pay for it. And it's really expensive. So we do that by partnering with what we call their circle of care. So that's health, wealth, and legal. And collectively, those three buckets are the industries and the professionals that help families navigate this. And we layer on this free service so they can quickly get the care they need.
So when the listeners think about getting access to the equity, we talked about reverse mortgage. My understanding is you would vet the reverse mortgage companies that potentially could bolt on, say, to this situation, give an overview of who they might want to work with, what that could look like. And then you actually make that connection between them and the reverse mortgage bank, if you will. Is that right?
Yeah, but it's not just reverse mortgage. It's all the other financial products I just mentioned. So, you know, again, philosophically, we don't believe there's a single product that works for every single family. And so we approach this and vet financial providers in two ways. First, which ones are actually going to be on our platform, on our marketplace? And so we do that through a pretty exhaustive checklist. It's 16 different points as an example. And to us, we weight this pretty heavily. Well, what's the price? How much does this cost? What are the fees? What are the rates? What is that bucket? And then things like, well, how fast can you get the money? You know, if it's going to take 6 months, we think families should be armed with that that information so they can make the right decision. And then another one that's really important is the availability of these providers to have customer service agents, and very specifically that are able to and trained to work with older Americans and their families. If they're a financial provider and they work with predominantly 30 somethings, it's not to say we're not going to let them on the platform. We're just going to dock their score a little bit so the families are aware of that. But also things like Better Business Bureau ratings and other online reviews and brand recognition. So we put them through the ringer, and that's step one. That's how they get on the platform. And then step two when we talk to these clients and we understand their specific needs and their specific situation, like what kind of assets do they have and any kind of income and cash needs and timing and urgency of that money, then we're going to go and shop everything on our platform, which can be hundreds of financial options, financial products. And then back to my experience, that can be pretty daunting. If I gave you a menu of 100 different financial products, well, that's going to take you a while to digest. So we do curate it based on your needs, and we'll bubble up things like, hey, David, this is the lowest cost, and this is the fastest, and this is the most likely to solve the needs of the family. As an example, you want mom or dad or both to stay at home where they want to stay at home. And for 90% of Americans, that's the case. They want to stay at home as they age. They don't want to go into nursing homes and things like that. So that's where the demand is today.
You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening this morning to Protect Your Assets.
So for all our listeners out there, you know, again, thank you for tuning in to Protect Your Assets. I'm really happy today to have Jason Von De Bruin with me.
Understood, yeah.
All right, so again, just to break it down for me to understand, we've got reverse mortgage, then we've got hundreds. Is there literally hundreds of other financial types of products that could fall under, say, the financial umbrella, like a HELOC? Is that right? Is that true? Is that a true statement?
Yeah. So if you think about, I mean, there's really five ways to access equity in a home. You got the
You've got the reverse mortgage.
Yep. And in just within reverse mortgage, if you think just that financial provider segment, there's 50, 60 different reverse mortgage providers across the country. We work with six.
Okay.
They made our first pass of vetting, meaning that they have the best prices, the lowest cost, the fastest time to money, best online reviews, best brand recognition, so on and so forth. And then philosophically, well, should someone get a reverse mortgage? And we think the best way to figure that out is, well, compared to what?
Yeah.
So then you have this other bucket called home equity investment. And there's hundreds of home equity investment providers across the country now. This is a relatively new product. It's only existed for about 15 years in the country. And so similarly, we vet all of those. We have eight, actually, as of yesterday, nine of those on our platform now. So we're going to go and shop and compare each and every one of them. Now, some of these providers have multiple products too. So you can kind of see where this goes. It's like, you know, six different reverse mortgage providers. They all have three. That's 18. Nine different home equity investment products or providers, and they all have two products. That's 18 more, right? And it kind of adds up along the way. Okay. And so the third is a home equity line of credit, which is debt. It's typically a second mortgage. Say you borrow $100,000, you make a monthly payment based on the interest rate. Fourth is what's called a sale leaseback. So similar, all of these that I just mentioned, by the way, are for someone that wants to stay at home, right? So a sale leaseback will allow you to have someone else buy the property from you for the appraised amount, an investor. And then typically when that happens, when someone buys property, they're moving in and you got to move out.
Right.
Well, that's not the ideal outcome here. Some people just want to be done with homeownership. They don't want to deal with the leaky faucet and the toilet running and all these kinds of things. They want to be done with property taxes and lawn care, but they want to stay at home. And so this very niche product, sale leaseback, is not for everyone, again, philosophically, but for some people, they want to stay at home. So the investor buys the property, they become the landlord, and then the current owner just becomes the tenant and can stay in the property for as long as they want, as long as the lease goes on.
Okay. That's great. I learned something new. So let's walk through some examples of how you help people, since you started this. Give me some examples.
Yeah. So we've had clients now use money from their home equity for whatever care they need. I mean, things like getting in home care, paying for that, installing a wheelchair ramp or paying for rides to and from the doctor or selling their home quickly because they need to afford a down payment for a 55 plus senior community. That happened right here in Marin. It was our first client. It really is all up to their specific needs. But another interesting example that just started surfacing here over the last 6 months is actually ties back to the case of my grandmother. We did not know that, I did not know that she qualified for veterans benefits to pay for in-home care. And that's because my grandfather served as a captain in the Army in the Korean War. And 10, 15% of Americans qualify for this. And I want to put some numbers out on that. Had I known that, had my family or anyone in our circle figured that out or known that, it would have saved our family over $100,000.
But you didn't listen to my show.
I should have, huh?
Because I've been talking about it. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah, no, that's true.
You know, these examples, it really, really can be meaningful amounts of money for folks. And so, you know, as clients come in from our circle of care, so as an example, we partner with in-home care agencies, registered investment advisors, elder attorneys, estate attorneys. When we talk to those clients, the questions that we ask them through our concierge team is going to uncover these things. Hey, did you or anyone serve in the military and your family? We want to understand those things, because if you earn that benefit, then you should get it. There's no such thing as free money. You know that better than anyone, but it's money that's available to them and they should be aware of it.
Yep. And every year Congress allocates money to it. And if it doesn't get used, they spend it on something else.
Exactly.
Yep. Good. Okay. Well, great. And then talk to me about how does someone explore options with your company? How do they get connected to you? How do they explore what they can do? What does that look like?
Yeah, super simple. Easiest way, go to wellahead.co. Wellahead.co. Okay. You're going to connect with one of our client experience members. They're going to ask you a few basic questions, just like we just talked about. So tell us about your home. Did you serve in the military or anyone in your family? What's the situation? What's going on? Help us understand 2 to 3 minutes. And then a few days later, you're going to be presented with estimates after we shop and compare this market. Again, that's free. And there's no obligation to do any of them. It's really just informational, right? So we've had many clients that see this and say, thanks, Wellahead. That's great. Glad I met you guys. I'm going to do something else. And that's fine. You know, our position is we just want people to know what their options are and all of their options, preferably, so they can make the best decision with everything on the, you know, proverbial kitchen table.
Now, obviously, you're not doing this for free. So how do you get compensated in this transaction?
Yeah, we get paid a small amount from the financial providers. Every time we make a connection to one of these providers, think of it like a travel agent. You know, so a travel agent, they're going to work for you. You typically don't pay the travel agent. It gets baked into whichever hotel or airlines or what have you. So we get a small little piece from each financial provider when we make those connections.
Okay. And then I know there's a message that your site talks about, which is, you know, that you guys are executive team, not experts. So, I mean, not robots, sorry, that you're, your executive team are a team of experts, not robots. Yeah. Talk about that with this whole AI phenomenon and how you could log in and think you're getting information, but what's the difference? Like, explain that as a consumer, what should they know?
Yeah, I mean, I think from the consumer perspective, it's just as we write it. It's humans. It's not robots. So what that means is you're going to talk to a real live person. We're not going to send you to some machine. We're not going to send you off into the abyss of never-ending FAQs, frequently asked questions. You call us. We call you. We talk on the phone. If we're local, we'll meet you in person. We'll grab some coffee. You know, we think and we believe, in my experience in financial services through the last 2 decades has supported that when it comes to these big financial decisions, you don't want to go it alone. You want someone there that's in your corner, and we are advocates for the older Americans and their families. That's why it's free for them. Our concierge team, these humans, these real people, not AI, not bots, they know the ins and outs of these various home equity products. They can help guide families when they do have questions. And then very importantly, we're going to tailor options to those specific needs whether it's, hey, I want to stay at home, or, hey, I want to move. It's time to move. So again, I think that's been our approach. Now, mind you, like every company, we use technology. We build technology internally to make our jobs easier so we can help our customers in bigger, better ways. So we use AI, generative AI, just about in every facet of us, but that's kind of all behind the scenes, right? And so what the customer experience is, just like you and I are talking today, that's their experience as well.
Absolutely. No, it's really great advice. It's so great to know that Well Ahead is there, you know, for all the listeners. Again, wellahead.co. That's how you access Jason's new service. That's just literally phenomenal. I don't know anything that's out there like this. So again, thank you for starting this and doing it. It's been really interesting, and I'm glad to, you know, see you growing and learning much more about the industry, which really needed you. So thank you again for coming on and sharing this information with us. There's a huge amount of value you're bringing to the table. So again, thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you, dude. Really appreciate you having me on the show.
You bet. And to our listeners again, you know, thanks for joining us again on Protect Your Assets. And until next time, go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Thanks very much.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.